Matter and spirit need each other. Because spirit without matter is useless. You cannot use spirit in the air. You need matter for spirit to manifest. Like soul needs this wonderful, sensuous, dynamic body to manifest itself. Without body, soul can do nothing. But on the other hand, body also needs soul. If you say, I don't believe in soul, in life force, in spirit, in all these things, then find a body which functions without that life force, what we call soul. It'll be a dead body. It'll be a buried body. It'll be a burnt body. You cannot use body without the soul. So soul and body need each other. This dualistic worldview of modern science and rationalism and technology and intellectualism and all the kind of enlightenment tradition we have, this dualism has separated everything. Mind and matter separate. Matter and spirit separate. Day and night separate. And we see the world in conflict, in contradictions, in oppositions, in dualism. Whereas the Eastern view has, which I learned, that there is no conflict between the dark and the light. They are complementary. There is no conflict between matter and spirit. They are complementary. There is no dualism between mind and matter, or mind and body, or soul and body. They are complementary. There is no conflict between male and female. They are complementary. When you go to India, and I'm sure many of you have been, in India, we greet by bringing our both palms together and bow. Left, right, not going in two different directions, but coming together, complementary.